This is Fresh Air. Tune Yards is a music act conceived by singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Merrill Garbus that has attracted a lot of attention. The Tune Yards' previous album, Who Kill, was voted the best album of 2011 in the Village Voice Critics Poll. The new third Tune Yards album is called Nicky Knack, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it continues Garbus's adventurous experiments.
Dreams aren't about the future. He tried to tell me that I had a right to sing just like a bird has to fly. And I wanted to believe him because he seemed like a really nice guy. Oh, but I trip on the truth when I walk that wire. When you wear a mask, always sound like a liar. I tried to tell him all the reasons that I had to never sing again. And he replied, you better find a new way. Find a new way.
Tune Yards is Merrill Garbus. She writes the songs, which frequently consist of musical riffs broken into pieces and shards, glued together with an organizing rhythm. She provides most of the multi-layered vocals, much of the percussion, as well as various keyboards, ukulele, and other instruments and objects. Working with bassist Nate Brenner and occasionally a few other singers and instrumentalists, Garbus gives electrifying performances that showcase her remarkably flexible singing voice. In her ability to create music that sounds at once invitingly familiar and disorientingly new, Garbus is the real thing, an original artist.
Never had what you got, what you are, you're simply not. Aren't you tired of this game and all the emptiness of your fame? You can't hold tight to what you have, cause there is nothing there to grab. Now life is a shadow of a thought, you never did have what you thought you got. I'm the real thing.
That's Real Thing, whose lyric grapples with what it means to be real, authentic, or original. Her stated influences are a patchwork, including everything from kids' games and TV shows to the drum rhythms she's heard in music from Kenya and Haiti, as well as every kind of American pop. I also hear the sort of willful naivete that in the past has powered music by idiosyncratic artists such as Captain Beefheart, Per Ubu's David Thomas, Jonathan Richman, and the children's music genius eccentric Jim Kopp. But in Real Thing, Merrill Garbus worries over the notion that she's just an accumulation of her influences. And she fights back wonderfully, calling out the, quote, curse of the real thing. This song and many others are showcases for her striking vocals. There are quiet moments on this album, such as Look Around, which commences with Garbus's stark, lovely, soulful singing.
There will be always something you can lean your weight into. There will be always something you can rely on. I will be always something you can lean your weight into. I will be always something you can rely on. There will be always something you can lean your weight into.
The song builds and builds into a rich, multi-tracked orchestral swirl that surges with confidence, even as its lyric describes examples of what Merrill Garbus calls the most brilliantly rhyming terrors. Tunyard's music plays with notions of assertiveness and weakness, power and passivity. Garbus's voice is so flexible, assuming so many roles within a single song, and her music is so artfully ramshackle, it can confuse a newcomer. Is she a kid just fiddling around with do-it-yourself technology? No. Now in her 30s, Garbus is an Oakland, California-based artist whose process has become more complex with each of her three albums. She took her album title Nicky Knack from the This Old Man nursery rhyme, but she's never childish. Her songs raise the subjects of personal and political revolts, of natural and man-made disasters, of the difficult work of trying to achieve happiness. On this album, Meryl Garbus sings, "Hey life, I love you so much, I scream and shout." Tunyard's music contains some of the most thoughtful and artful screaming and shouting I've heard in a while.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Nicky Knack, the new album from Tunyard's.